Welcome to the February 2015 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. The title of this is How a Pigeon Saved the Washington Monument. It's a sort of a sad but mildly interesting piece of historical trivia, courtesy of a Lucille F. Goodyear, who gave us the idea for this story. Maybe some of you know that this month, that's February, marks the 130th anniversary of the completion of the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. But did you know a single little pigeon played a major role in its completion? Well, let's start at the beginning. The idea of a lasting memorial to George Washington took hold as early as 1783, while Washington was still alive. But political wrangling, money-raising, and design hassles held up construction until 1848. In the next 6 years, the monument rose to the height of over 150 feet. Then, donations began to dwindle and the work stopped. Throughout the Civil War, the unfinished stump, as it was generally called, remained an eyesore on the Washington scene. As the nation's centennial celebration approached in 1876, the project was resumed. But when the engineers arrived on the scene, they discovered that all the scaffolding and ropes within the unfinished tower of blocks had rotted beyond use. So getting up the 153 feet of completed wall to the top presented a challenge. The final plan, incidentally, called for a 550-foot height. So here is where one solitary pigeon came into the story to save the day. Following an on-the-spot plan put forth by one of the engineers, the construction workers managed to capture said pigeon and attach several hundred feet of thread-like wire to one of its little legs. The bird was then taken inside the base of the monument, and after all the entrances were blocked, it was released. As soon as it began to fly, a pistol was fired, which so startled the pigeon that it soared upward and out the open top of the shaft. Once outside, the poor bird was immediately shot down by an engineer. The wire attached to its leg was recovered to be used to haul progressively heavy ropes until a thick cable was in place to which scaffolding could be mounted. Thereafter, the work proceeded continuously until it was completed in February 1885, 130 years ago this month, and it was finally dedicated. Well, a nagging question. Why didn't they simply build new scaffolding from the bottom up? Well, probably because the solution to the problem they chose to use was so much easier and quicker. But geez, what about the poor little pigeon?